Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tom, welcome back to part two of Private Parts Podcast.
Welcome back. It's just me and you, buddy.
Yeah. Whittling down the... Cutting off the fat.
Jamie was evicted from the camp.
He
and
was.
And it's now just me and you.
Yeah.
So let's do some questions.
Yeah.
We will start with... This is from Becky Herdman.
Yes.
Do you know Becky Herdman?
Sounds familiar, but personally.
This is from Becky Erdman. She says, if you had to eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? Keep it clean.
Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex. Good.
Yeah. Tacos.
Appropriate. Is that just because you're in Texas or do you...
No, it's just because that's why I'm in Texas.
Oh, okay. You know you can get Tex-Mex in London. You don't need
I know, but it's not authentic.
Do you really love Tex-Mex?
Yeah, I love it.
Is that really your favorite? I've never heard anyone say that's their
fajitas,
favorite.
Fajitas, burritos, tacos. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
And it's also all good for you, right? It's like protein, lettuce, guacamole, cheese,
I'm not
beans.
Sure that's true. Burritos aren't good for you, are they?
Yeah, they are. What is bad about a burrito apart from the
burrito
flour tortilla.
You could have a naked burrito. They're quite popular, aren't
you know
they?
I sometimes
you do. I hope that clears up your question, Becky Herdman.
If it was all I was going to eat every day, then maybe like a really delicious burger with like truffle French fries, parmesan, sour cream and caviar.
We've got two ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, that'd probably be...
I tell you what I'm having tonight.
I'm
having beef Wellington.
Like that's something I would imagine you ate like every day.
Do you think... What? That makes it sound like I'm like Henry VIII. I don't
well,
have beef...
Didn't you have gout?
How decadent would it be to have beef Wellington every night? I'd be dead.
But I thought you suffered from gout.
Well, no. I had this stand-up routine about the fact that my dad has gout. And when I was 19, I went to the doctor and I said, my foot hurts. And he said, oh, you might have gout because your dad's got gout. So I used to do this joke about having gout. I don't actually have gout.
Oh, you don't actually have gout.
But I used to do a joke about it and people still ask me about it. Well, like you just did. People still assume that I have gout. One person shouted it at me in the street once.
Yeah,
really
I guess that's
weird.
the danger of making a joke up about something.
What was even weirder is that I was with some people and this guy shouted gout at me and I sort of I acknowledged him and waved as if I was really used to it. And the people I was with were like, what the hell was that? Do people just shout gout at you and you wave back?
Gout. That's your nickname.
So just waved back.
That is why I get that with when people shout boule and I hate it. I feel like impolite not to acknowledge them. So it almost like tacitly approves of that nickname.
Boule.
And then I feel really ashamed that I acknowledged them afterwards. But
you've got to acknowledge them, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. They're doing it out of affection, I hope.
What are the options, though? You could shout back, thanks,
but it's bool, actually. There's no accent on the E.
I don't actually like it when people shout boule. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one from, you'll like this question. This is from Prophet of the Logos. Sounds quite dramatic.
Sounds like a designer.
It does, doesn't it? They have asked, which specific benefit has jiu-jitsu given you that you value the most? You're massively into your jiu-jitsu, aren't you? Which is, I believe, you can is it a Brazilian martial art?
It's based off the Japanese jiu-jitsu, was the unarmed combat system developed by the samurai, right? Mm, mm. But then the Brazilians actually sort of popularized the live sparring aspect of it and created a sport, so sort of a point system for it. But what I guess other than being able to like
fight,
yes, but being able to murk people.
Yeah, well, when someone shouts "bule" at you, you're now able to actually go over and fight them.
Yes, exactly. But I would never do that. Someone shout a boule.
No.
But I guess I
it would be quite aggressive. Wouldn't it?
be a bit short sighted.
It would be a little aggressive. Yeah.
Because it's such a it's actually quite a stimulating and cerebral pursuit, in that it's very strategic, and it's almost like chess, right? So you have to think several moves ahead. You can sort of imagine interrelation of two bodies and the limited amount of things you can do from certain positions gives you like a flow diagram of possibility, and there are paths that you maybe haven't, that maybe no one's even found, right? And you can innovate and find a way of getting through a situation and no one else has done before. So there's this cerebral aspect which I think is very good for the gray matter. So that I think is a benefit that carries over, and I've noticed that I'm better at picking things up in other parts of my life. I think, I've always pursued that kind of strategy with learning highly technical things just because I enjoy it. But I do think jiu-jitsu is something that it's so addictive in that respect that it makes you want to get better at it. So you change things all in the rest of your life, like eating healthier, doing yoga, getting stronger, all of that to get better at jiu-jitsu.
Does it give you more kind of like physical confidence? Does it sort of make you
I guess because you're proving in live sparring and a competitive environment that you beat most other people, right?
Yeah.
Even a white belt that's been training jiu-jitsu for a couple of months against a white belt, a bodybuilder who's never done any jiu-jitsu, the bodybuilder just gets his ass kicked. So I guess it's empowering to know that you walking around, if it came to it, would beat 99.9% of people walking around on the street. Because also, I think particularly with men, there's always the subtext in any interaction of the potential to descend into violence, right? It's like something that flashes through your head, right? Whether you think
it's like a primal instinct, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, and that is what feeds into the dominance hierarchy, right? In that sort of primal
thing.
We're
really getting into it now. I love it.
Being assertive and getting what you want in life, is to some degree where you place yourself psychologically in the dominance hierarchy. And maybe it's not all physical, the dominance hierarchy, but it's like a large part of it is, right?
Yeah.
So I do think there's a huge amount of value in being confident in your ability to defend yourself.
I've heard people say this about boxing as well. I've got a few friends who are really into boxing, and they've told me about how it's sort of had positive effects on all aspects of their life, not just physically.
A lot of people who maybe especially people who think that they can fight because they've been in a few fights when they're drunk, right? And they have a sort of false bravado, but actually deep down they know that they're not confident in their ability to actually fight if it came down to it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's why they have to get drunk to have the balls to actually get into a fight.
Yeah. Right?
You know, a jiu-jitsu grappling match or whatever, if someone is submitting, like if they're tapping, it's effectively like a substitute for a fight to the death. Like, okay, I'm tapping out,
it's like you would kill me. If we weren't doing this nicely, I would be dead right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that is a psychological thing which destroys the ego and makes you very...
It takes
your flaws and your inadequacies very seriously, and you don't ignore them. Because a lot of people who have ego, they choose to sort of shy away from the areas in their life where they actually need to do work. So there's a broader psychological benefit to having your ego destroyed.
Yeah.
But the process, I think, of progressing in jiu-jitsu requires you to rid yourself of your ego.
Yeah.
Otherwise you get injured, right? Otherwise you get injured or you like break your limbs or you get choked out, or because you have to know, like, if even if someone's a lower belt than you and there's no way you can get out, you've got to tap, otherwise you get put to sleep or
I've got a friend who does it, and they said to me that they one of the things they find really irritating is some of the older, more experienced guys, when they fight them, they won't ever tap out on them. They'll just sort of stop the fight and say, oh, what you're doing here is wrong, you should be doing it like,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're like, oh, that's just bullshit, you just don't want to tap because your ego is not letting you.
Exactly. But then they don't learn anything from that, right? They don't, you know, it's better to just tap, let your ego put your ego to one side. And you know, I've had people, well, one instance where I was I had a higher belt in a very tight loop choke, and he refused to tap, and he was one of those people that would always try and stop me and tell me what I was doing wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
And I put him to sleep.
What do you mean? You killed him?
No, he went to sleep. Because he wasn't tapping. And then the next moment he just went limp, and then I had to like shake him
away. What does that mean? Put him to, is that a term? Is that a...
No, it's basically when you cut off the carotid artery.
Sounds so mental.
It puts you to sleep.
It's called
a blood choke. Yeah, knocks you out, puts you to sleep.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I hope that answers your question. Profits of the
God,
logos.
We were chatting for about 17 minutes on that.
Yeah, that was good, though. Question. I like that. We've talked a lot about jiu-jitsu. I was very interested.
Yeah, when are you going to actually go and do a class?
I don't know. I would like to.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, there's lots of things like that I would like to
I challenged Russell Brand, but he never responded.
A charity fight between you and Russell Brand would be good.
Yeah, exactly, but he obviously doesn't like charity or something.
Me and Jamie could commentate on it. That would be good.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to change tack slightly. You don't have to answer this if you don't want. It's quite personal. This is from Emily Grace Duggal. She says, when do you want kids and what would you call them?
God, I don't know. I'd definitely like them when I am planning to have them.
So you do want kids?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely would like kids.
Yeah.
And what would I call them? Well, I can't say that because then someone will steal the name.
Like, would you go down the route of calling them a sort of weird celebrity name? Or would you just
obviously
call them a, yeah, because I'd like to do that.
Well, I mean, not a weird celebrity name, but just a cool name that's not.
Have you already got some in mind that you don't want to share?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely got names which I've thought that's a cool name, so we'll like Tom.
Francis is a pretty cool name, I think.
Yeah, but the thing is, actually, you know, I forgot because, you know, I used to live in the States, and when I was here before, I actually changed my name to Frank because I really can't stand the way Americans say Francis. It's like they're trying to do an English accent. You know, when Americans try and put on an English accent, it's kind of irksome.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's how imagine them trying to say my name in it. Francis.
Because for an American, that is like the most English posh sounding name in the world, isn't it? Francis.
And they can't, that's the thing, they can't pronounce, or it gives me shivers whenever they pronounce it. So I just go by I introduce myself as Frank. You know, like Frank the Tank. Frank Sinatra. Because if I say Francis, and they're like Francis, and they're like, yeah, writing, yeah, on the
Frank
fucking coffee.
I think it would be fun if you had a baby to, like, when people stop you in public and say, oh, he's really cute, what's his name? Just make up a mental name and just see how they react. You could sort of go,
Trevor.
Oh, Exodus. And they would have to go, oh, that's a lovely name.
Yeah.
Exodus. That's unique, isn't it?
Actually, okay. I'm recently an uncle.
Oh, congratulations. How recent? Yeah. Within the hour?
Like 2 weeks, a week ago.
Oh, that's very nice.
Last week. Are you an uncle?
No.
No. Oh, shit.
Do I seem like one?
Yeah, you do. But I was a godfather before I was an uncle, so it's a bit of practice, I guess.
Can I be godfather to your unborn child?
Yeah.
Great. We've got that on record now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another question. This is from Emma Solley. What is your favourite historical non-fiction book?
To what degree are we talking non-fiction? Are we just talking straight history or like historical fiction?
Hang on, let me just ask Emma. To what degree are we talking non-historical?
I would say...
I guess that means like history book, doesn't it?
History books.
Yeah. Like a textbook. What's your favourite textbook?
What's my favourite textbook?
Mine is one of the old Tricolore French books.
Non-fiction books, I would say...
Do you read more non-fiction or more fiction?
I do. No, I read much more non-fiction. So I read a lot of like economics books.
Okay.
Probably Constitution of Liberty.
Great. I'm going to pretend I know that book. I thought you were going to say something like The Art of Putting a Man to Sleep.
Oh, no.
Which is a good title for a book, actually.
That is actually a good title. That's maybe.
Oh, this is a good question. We'll end on this. This is from Tar Goodson 1, and it says, why do you sound so dreamy? Obviously a fan of your voice.
Why do I sound so dreamy?
You do have a great voice.
Do I?
Yeah, you have a great sort of radio voice as well.
Maybe I should start a podcast.
It's quite it's very calming.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
It's just all echoey in my head, so I can't get a proper...
It's just very calm. You know, there's a big difference between talking to you and talking to Jamie, because Jamie's kind of like scattergun all over the place, whereas you're very sort of measured and calm and quite soothing. I would like... You'd be a good person to like read an audio book.
Well, actually, do you know, someone said that before in one of these questions. Apparently, I put their baby to sleep, so...
And that, just reassure us, that's not the same as putting a man to sleep.
No.
You didn't choke a baby, did you?
A different... No, it's a different technique.
It wasn't jiu-jitsu.
Vocal jiu-jitsu. But no, I think I have been, you know, throwing around some ideas for a podcast where I just read... or talk endlessly, maybe to put people to sleep. Maybe people can listen to it as the...
Well, you could be like, you know, quite recently, Harry Styles did the Calm app. You know, there's an app.
Oh, did he?
He read some bedtime stories on the Calm app. I feel like you could do stuff like that.
It would actually be, I think, good practice just to, you know, for that kind of creative flow of storytelling. You know what I mean? And actually, I think that was probably one of my shortcomings in stand-up. Like, felt like I had to be a bit more scripted.
Yeah.
But then I was kind of, I could play around with it. I didn't get to the point where I could just go completely off off script.
Free
form and feel completely confident.
But that just comes with confidence, doesn't it, I think? Yeah. The other day I did some charity thing and I met Stephen Fry.
Oh, yeah, I've met Stephen Fry. I did a shot with him.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. And all
through my childhood, I listened to him narrating the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
So to actually meet him and talk to him, and his voice is like so ingrained in my head.
Yeah, it's true. And in your subconscious, right?
All through my childhood, it's like deep in my subconscious. So it was very weird to actually meet him.
He could tell you to do anything.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, and he did. Yeah. That's the end of the questions.
All right. Well, all right. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
How are you doing?
How am I doing? Yeah. Good. Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Yeah? Yeah. Keeping it together?
Yeah, I'm finding the second lockdown a lot easier than the first one. There's something quite sort of calming about being in lockdown, isn't there? Because you can't do anything. So you can't make any decisions, really. So in a way, your life is quite simple and quite relaxing. Because you can't do anything, so there's no like beating yourself up about anything. Well, what's the situation in Dallas? Are you in lockdown there?
There's no lockdown here. Basically, you have to wear a mask if you're like walking to your table in a restaurant or going into a grocery store, or a clothing store or whatever,
or a gun store.
No, yeah, or a gun store, or yeah, yeah. But mostly it's pretty open.
And how long are you going to be there for?
Well, I kind of saw this lockdown coming in the summer, and so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to get my affairs in order to come over here until...
As if you're about to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you wrote a will and you fled the country.
No, I just thought... Because I didn't want to stop training jiu-jitsu because it's so important for my chi.
Sure.
My mental well-being. But I also am doing... I've got other business
opportunities.
Here, yeah, you'll hear about them one day. But
you can be honest, you're recording a series of audiobooks.
Yes, well...
you're recording a series of self-help books from Dallas.
It's true, yeah. I mean, it's an idea. Well, all right, Tom. Well, look, I think that brings us to the end of this episode. It's been great having you on. Do you have a word of inspiration for our listeners?
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
In this difficult lockdown period.
I don't know. I guess they're just trying to be nice to each other, right? I think people are being nicer to each other at the moment.
Yeah.
Someone said something interesting the other day, actually. They were like, it's like when mum and dad fight, the brother and sister become closer because mum and dad are fighting, so all the siblings become a lot closer. And there's like, it's a bit like that, isn't it? Mum and dad are fighting and we're all getting closer.
God, what are they like, mum and dad?
So there you go, that's what I'd say.
So what you're saying is, stick together with your brothers and sisters.
And try not to put anyone to sleep.
All right, well, thank you.
I love you, man.
Love you too. Thanks for coming on today.
Pleasure.
Take it easy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.